Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and there are a lot of ways to get around. If you live in Seattle, you've seen a lot of infrastructure pop up to accommodate bicycles, bike racks, bike lanes, bike traffic signals. Now there are new bike sharing programs in the city. Getting around on two wheels is actually more common outside of the United States. Our travel expert Matthew Bremley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that bicycles can give you a new perspective. They spoke via Skype.
Well, Matthew, there are, I'm sure, lists aplenty about the best cities in the world to bike. What are some of them, and have you been to any?
Yes, I have. I absolutely adore biking, and I have actually biked in the city of Amsterdam. I've biked in Copenhagen, Vancouver, Seattle, and recently Paris.
Now, it is doable to fly with your bike, but I'm guessing you don't do that.
No, I never have. I mean, there's rental bikes everywhere of all qualities. So there's really no reason to do that, in my opinion, unless you absolutely, you know, have to have your own bike. You're addicted to your own bike. You love it and it fits you perfectly. And you're on a 10-day ride across Oregon or something like that. But if you're just doing a little day trip here and there, then there's bike rentals everywhere.
How hard is it to get a hold of them? And I guess I'm also kind of worried, like, how hard is it to know the local customs in a place like Amsterdam so you don't get hurt or make drivers really angry or, you know, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, what I do is I just sit back in a cafe and watch everybody for a bit, you know, and just, you know, just kind of observe how things are done. But almost everywhere, these bikes may be obtained by just using your credit card. One thing that really surprised me recently about biking around Paris, and, you know, we did quite a bit of it, was A, how easy it was, B, how fun it was, and also how no one wore bike helmets. So if that's important to you, I might advise that you pack one in your suitcase.
So BYOH.
Right.
What if I'm a little bit uneasy about going out by myself or just with my family?
Well, every single city that I mentioned and more have local bike companies that you can sign up with. So just go online, read some reviews on TripAdvisor and other sites. You know, you can sign up for a half a day or a full day. And oftentimes these little one-day excursions will include outings to markets, a little bit of history, maybe an entrance to a museum here and there. So that's a great way to get started. If you're a little bit worried about, you know, how to go about it, then I would highly recommend, you know, sign up with a local company.
And they'll take you out on a guided tour.
Right. You don't have to be overly fit either. I mean, a lot of these cities are flat. I mean, Copenhagen, Amsterdam.
Does being on a bike change the way you see a place? Because you've been to these cities a whole lot. And I wonder if, you know, once you got on a bike and started riding around, you thought, oh, I've never seen that, or that's new to me.
Oh, you know, it's funny you should ask, Ed, because I was in Paris seeing things, and I lived in Paris, and I was seeing neighborhoods that I had never seen before, and it was just incredible. I was thinking, well, how did I miss this? I mean, I've been here many, many times. How did I miss this great neighborhood? So that's what's really neat. You can cover much more ground. You're not in a subway or a metro underground, not seeing anything. And, you know, you're rubbing elbows with the locals. You're getting to know the people. You're seeing markets. Now, we were out one night biking around Notre Dame and the Île Saint-Louis and, you know, along the Seine. And the traffic was really light, and we could go almost anywhere. I mean, we just circled Notre Dame at night when it was all lit up, and it was so much fun. It's really a great way to explore the hidden gems of these world-class biking cities.
All right. Matthew Bremley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Bremley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. And you'll find him on two wheels or 2 feet in many cities around the world. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.